HKX N4ZLK mobile.
Hey, hope you had a good night.
I did. Stayed mostly dry, and I'm not far from the house, so it's pretty good.
You don't sound like you're exhausted this morning.
I'm not feeling too bad this morning. I'll be ready for bed when I get there, but I'm not exhausted. I slept good yesterday, slept good over the weekend, so I hope you had a good weekend, and hope Elise had a good Mother's Day.
Hey, it's Kex. She said she did. We went to church that Sunday morning, and she spent the rest of the day out with Michael. They went out together and spent the day together, so she said she had a good day.
I'm glad he was there spending time with her. That's really good. We had a good weekend. We Saturday went sat the Nadines, had a party at their apartment complex. It was a birthday party for him, and we kind of celebrated Mother's Day there too because all the kids were there. So, had a nice time.
Now, Beth and Abigail, and they're down in Atlanta, right?
Not left yet. She's going to get up early in the morning and go. Connor and Gabrielle are there. They went yesterday. She's got a 7:30 appointment, a pre-op appointment this morning. And then the surgery is tomorrow. So Beth's going to go down early, try to get there before she goes in for surgery to see her.
Good morning, guys. Happy rainy day.
Hello, 4-H-Kex over here.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. Just a soggy day in NW4FCM.
Congrats this morning, Fred.
We'll need it again this week, though. Wow, can't keep up with it. 20 pounds of weed and feed, and watch it grow.
Thursday's supposed to be nice and clear, so maybe you'll get a chance to get out.
Didn't need it again, you're right, so about an hour, just about an hour on the mower. But I enjoy it, it's fun, W4FCM. W4FCM, he may even be up this morning. Maybe later.
I hope you have a good day, and be careful out there. I'm pulling in the driveway. Don't get rained on. Brad, you have a good day as well. We'll talk to both of you later. I'll turn it over to you, Patrick. N4ZLK.
I hope you have a good day and get you some rest and maybe a case this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you, Shane. W4FCM, sign.
I'll see you this morning. And hopefully you get to cut the grass Thursday. It looks like it's going to be a good day for it.
Anyway, W5 snakes, we've seen too many. So maybe by cutting it, I can keep them at bay. W4FCM signing.
Have a good day out there. KO4HKX clear.
Question. Something about the heat gate on the 7-3. What is that? Because my truck seemed to take a while to warm up, too.
When it's cold and it's temperature related, there is a butterfly valve in the exhaust housing of the turbo that closes to make them heat up quicker. That's why they sound like a vacuum cleaner when they're starting up.
I know it idles up on its own when it's cold, but it still takes going down the road 3 or 4 minutes before it starts to even get warm.
You should be able to hear it close. I mean, you'll know it's closed, but I mean, it's not going to do it on a day like today because it says the truck don't need it. It's all temperature related.
Pay attention to that next winter. Maybe mine doesn't work. I don't know. I don't really know that I've noticed anything, but maybe it does it, and I just didn't realize it. All right, I'll see you. I'm in the driveway. N4ZLK.
All of them were equipped with that programming because some of them were not, they didn't consider them cold weather trucks. So you could have one of those KO4HKX.
Southern truck. Can I tell by the VIN number? Can they look it up?
You should be able to. It should be equipped with it, but not have as the programming for that feature.
Appreciate it. I'll check into it. See how much I can find out. See you later. I'm gone for real this time. N4ZLK.
K04HKX. Clear.